So, my friends, what is the remedy for this ignominy? Again, what is the remedy for this ignominy? Okay, listen. What is the cure for humanity's depraved and enslaved state? Again, what is the cure for humanity's depraved and enslaved state? Listen, we find the answer in the divine narrative, God's love letter, the King's divine navigation system to humanity. Now, please journey with me to 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter and 14th verse, where God, the great governor and educator, states, if my people, based on condition, now listen, if my people, the land is saved because the people didn't turn away from Yah's ways and engaging in wicked ways. But pay attention now. If my people, which are called by my name up in the peace, say, Lord, know my sheep, know my voice, and I call my sheep better come on then to me. That's what, oh. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their what? They jacked up, stank, nasty, evil, and wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven, and I'll forgive their sin, and I'll bring healing to their jacked up, diseased, and sin-sick land. I sure will. That's what the Lord say. So, my people, let me tell you something right now. In order for there to be a change abroad up in the peace, there must first be a change from within. You understand that? Inside out, baby, inside out. You got to get that garbage out and get the truth in. Yup, you do, though. So now, how do we go about this change, though? This transitory state and metamorphosis. A metamorphosis is defined as a change in physical form or structure or substance, especially by supernatural means up in the piece. Also, a striking alteration as in one's appearance or character, or just a fundamental change in form and often habits. We do this, my brothers and my sisters, and my perpetual progress pursuers, by what? Renewing our minds and abolishing all the satanic, carnal, and acidic thinking. The term renew is defined as the very process of becoming new, fresh, or strong again. To restore, to recreate, or revive. Get your live on. This is a new life. Regeneration. All right, then. Whoop. All right, then. So, as the Apostle Paul, via the influence of God's Holy Spirit, so eloquently communicated in Romans, the 12th chapter in the 2nd verse, and also Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 23 through 24. Listen, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of our Lord God, King, Savior and King, the Most High God, that you present your bodies up in this place, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to the Most High God, which is your reasonable service, homie. This is your honor. It should be your honor and your obligation. You understand that? And be not conformed to the jacked up, satanic, demon-serving, demon-worshipping world, but be transformed by the renewing of whose mind? Your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and the perfect will of the Most High God, homie, the divine. You understand that? Oop, all right, then. So listen. Also, and be ye renewed in the spirit of whose mind? Your mind, our mind, putting on the brand new man, which after God, whose image and likeness you and I were fearfully formed and made, is created in righteousness and true holiness. Holy and regal mindset will produce a holy and regal lifestyle. You understand that? Not churchianity, not religiosity, not hypocrisy. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, 23 through 24. Can I get a witness? All right, then. So, my friends, though, I'm quite sure you're asking yourself the question, but what is righteousness, though? And what is holiness, though? And why would God, via the pen of his Apostle Paul, instruct us to live this way if it were not possible to do so? Well, my friends, listen. Webster defines the term righteousness as a state of being upright, just, and proper, appropriate. Righteousness is the very quality of conforming to correctness. Righteousness is conforming to God's standard of divine accord, which is wisdom, beauty, holiness, purity, truth, justice, equity, and of course, the course of divine love. The term holiness can be accurately defined as being worthy of absolute devotion, to be sacred, having the qualities of the Most High God, the Divine One, synonymous with the terms hallowed, blessed, sanctified, and consecrated. Now, as I stated earlier, God created man in his own image, in his own likeness. He wanted sons, and if sons of God, then kings. And joint heirs with our Lord God and King Christ Jesus, Yeshua Mashiach. For the purposes of reigning and his divine kingdom expands perpetually. And I would also implore you to see Romans the 8th chapter and read that chapter in its entirety. Okay, listen. So, when God created Adam and Eve and gave them the mandate and the power in Genesis to be fruitful and to multiply, to subdue and have dominion, that is just what the king intended, flat out. Now, the covenant of divine accord was not severed or cut until Adam and Eve forsook God's divine counsel and cut the divine accord with Satan's scissors of iniquity and lawlessness. Now, which ushered in the fall. Now listen. Now because of this cataclysmic rebellion, Satan hijacked the throne. Again, because of this cause and effect now. Because of this cataclysmic rebellion, Satan hijacked the throne and usurps humanity's authority, polluting their hearts and minds with his pernicious plagues of decadence, as is evidenced by our modern day uncivilization in which we live today in this 21st century. Let me tell you something right now. Man needs a savior, and the only one qualified to save man is man's creator, homie, man's maker. Hello. Whoop. See, for far too long, humanity has drank from the enemy's goblet of strong delusion and mass confusion, for which Satan is the grand author, deceit, division, derision, sedition, and destruction. Man finds himself in the abyss of hopelessness, distress, and duress, a cesspool of mess and shame. Why? A wise someone might ask. Well, because humanity continues to only pursue those things which debase and defame. See, man or humanity's sufferings are because of humanity's vile and heinous imaginings. And until man or humanity confesses their wrongs and need for a change and repent thereof and turn to their creator and maker, the maker of everything and the giver of every good and perfect gift, man or humanity will continue his obscene decline. In other words, will continue demon dropping because he did not see the point. Pun intended. Pay attention. Now also, I'd implore you to see Psalms, the 35th chapter and the 22nd verse, and also James, the 1st chapter and verses 17 through 18. Let me tell you something right now. Man needs to be refined. Again, man needs to be refined. When I say man, I'm talking about the whole of humanity, okay? Humanity needs a brand new heart and mind. And this can only be given by man or humanity's creator, the divine, flat out. Man, humanity needs to be cleansed. Heaven's rinse, baby. You understand that? Living water, homie, living water, the blood of the Lamb, hello? By the washing of his word, blood and spirit, hello? Whoop. See, it is time for humanity to forsake his little jacked up, carnal, jacked up, diseased pursuits up in this piece and to allow the truth of God's word to really take root. Hello? See, it is time for humanity as a whole to forsake this world's satanic system and set our sights on the Most High, the sovereign one true God and his son, the only one qualified to lift him. You understand that? Yeshua, Mashiach, bore Calvary's cross to redeem the lost, which was you and me. Hello? Whoop. Yeshua Mashiach was paying our sins ransom that cost when he died upon that also accursed tree. You understand that? So the time to arise to the light of clear revealed truth, homie, is now. You understand that? It's time to get acquainted, homie. The moment you're behind, hear that truth, you're behind, but start obeying and applying that truth. Hello? N-O-W, baby, now. Let's rock and roll. Listen. Repel this satanic society's dark and heinous ways and accept the life which God has for you and learn to live to put his glory on display. After all, this is the very reason that the Most High made you and me in the first place. And when it is all said and done, we will be just like our Lord, God, King, and Savior, Israel's Holy One, who is ever living, ever loving, ever rising, and forever reigning, Christ Jesus, Yeshua Mashiach, the Anointed King, who came to save and did just that, delivered us. Now what? Now, the process will be perfected, and all will be made well, to reign with our God and King forever, and to drink from his living well. For surely out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water, and he that partakes of the King's divine nectar, the same will he grant to sit and reign with him in his righteous scepter. Now, my friends, my brothers and my sisters, my perpetual progress pursuers, Can you imagine the freedom, the love, the power, and the joy that this will bring? See, so the time is now to know him and to grow thereby. Now, my question to you is this. Are you ready for your refining transformation?